Clarion Books and Harper Audio present The Ivory Key. Written by Akshaya Raman. Read by Dilshad Vatsarya, Anushka Rani, Behzad Dabu, and Aryan Kasam. Dedication. For my first storytellers, Shugathampathy Kothaipathy and Srinivasa Raghavan Thatta. Chapter 1. Vera. The dead boy's face was as gray as a cloudy sky moments before a storm. His short black beard sculpted and whittled his cheeks down to a point. Thin lips glittered in the watery moonlight that managed to penetrate the canopy, brighter than the famed rubies of his home province. But Vera knew it was blood that made them shine so enticingly. She lifted the flameless lantern higher. The ball of yellow light within crackled with magic as it washed over his embroidered sleeve, illuminating the row of silver fish encircling his wrist. A wave of nausea hit her. The crest of Onar. The scouts hadn't been wrong. This was her betrothed, Lord Harish, son of the Viceroy of Onar, now dead in the city of Devar. Vera's legs wobbled as she rose from her crouch, but she steadied herself. A Maharani didn't show weakness. She took a deep breath, squaring her shoulders before turning to face the warriors who had found the body. Three girls stood in a row, dressed in matching red kurtas and loose black pants, whispering to one another. One leaned against a neem tree, propped up by a shoulder, using the edge of a knife to file her fingernails. She straightened and nudged the others when she realized they'd garnered Vera's attention. "Where's his horse?" Vera's voice rang out sharper than she intended. The girl with the knife, who looked barely older than Vera herself, toyed with the end of her braid. "There wasn't one around here, Maharani."
"And his convoy?"
"He didn't appear to be traveling with one." Vera bit back a snarl. These warriors, ones her council had claimed were the best in the country, were obviously missing something critical. Common sense.
"Lord Harish did not journey here on foot with no—"
Sample complete. Ready to continue?